The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 172, live from Convergence 2011. Today's show is brought to you by A Long Expected Party 2, There and Back Again. Another Lord of the Rings themed event is in the works. ALEP 2, There and Back Again 2011 is returning courtesy of the same wonderful people who brought you A Long Expected Party held at Shaker Village in Harrodsburg, Kentucky in September of 2008. This exciting event will feature storytelling, music, adventures, language, and lore, all inspired by J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings novels. Come celebrate a reenactment of the Great Halls of Gondor, the beautiful forested elven outpost of Rivendell, and the peaceful green hills of the Shire. Join us September 28th through October 2nd, 2011, for a weekend you will never forget. Find out more details at alep2.us. Welcome to a very special episode of the Renaissance Festival Podcast. This podcast was recorded live at Convergence 2011 on the 1st of July. So that first song that you heard was Hail to the Heroes by Albanac from the Sub-Zero Sessions. We have some live music and a really crazy show ahead, so here we go.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Matt Letter.
And I'm... And I'm Tony Artem.
Mark couldn't make it today because kidnapped by aliens. I don't really know. So we are here and we're really the important ones, right?
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I like you. You lied to me.
Well, let's get let's get started with some music. First, we have Briar, and they're going to be singing the Gashly Crumb Tinies. Everyone, give it up to Briar. Fantastic. Thank you, Briar.
As beautiful Kitty one morning was tripping with a pitcher of milk from the fear of cold rain, when she saw me, she stumbled, the pitcher it tumbled, and all the sweet buttermilk watered the plain. Oh, what shall I do now? 'Twas looking at you now. Sure, such a picture I'll ne'er see again. 'Twas the pride of my dearie, oh, Barney McClary, your scent as a plague on the girls of Coleraine. I sat down beside her and gently did chide her that such a misfortune should cause her such pain. A kiss then I gave her, and before I did leave her, she vowed for such pleasure she'd break it again. Was he making season? I can't tell the reason. Misfortune will never come single, 'tis plain. For very soon after poor Kitty's disaster, The divil a picture was all in colorain.
And that was The Abbey by Vince Conway from Labyrinth. Before that was Claire Roche with Kitty of Coleraine from Songs from the Harp Room. Up next is the live audio from the questions we took from the audience, and also some stories from Tim Wick of the Dregs about some of his Renaissance Festival experiences.
All right, so I suppose we should talk about why we're actually here. I joined the podcast because I was listening to it, and I just loved hearing all of the music, and it just reminded me of my time at the festivals, and I couldn't get enough of it, so I talked to Mark and begged him, and finally he let me help out with the thing. Tony, why did you get involved with this?
Mark had asked for help on the Renaissance Festival Awards and Hall of Fame, and I just sent him an email, and we talked, and all of a sudden, I took it over, and now I run the Renaissance Festival Awards, the Hall of Fame, the Facebook page, and the news, which we recorded earlier today. So,
and just to give everyone an idea for that Hall of Fame thing, we do an award show, if you're not familiar with it, but I assume most of you are. How many votes do you think you get a year for that?
Around 2,000 to 3,000.
It's a lot to go through. Put those in a nice little spreadsheet.
And we have people like the Dregs who have won.
Yeah, they won, which is good. Good for them.
Yeah, you guys won a Renaissance Festival Award, right?
This year?
I don't know. Was it this year or last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah.
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 So that means everyone has to go out and vote more.
You can only vote once, though.
Yeah, but I'm curious. Do you have any either questions for us? And if not, I'd like to hear why.
Why you don't have questions?
No. I'd like to hear, you know, like what makes Renaissance festivals exciting for you? You know, if you have comments about that, I'd love to hear that too. So, and I.
You just have a gleam in your eye. I don't want to know what makes Renaissance festivals exciting for you, do I? Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. So when we make this thing, we do about I don't know. We record maybe 20 minutes of audio of us.
If everything goes correctly.
If everything goes well, we record 20 minutes of audio of us just getting through the set list, and then we kind of splice it all later. And I'll go through and I'll put it all in nice, more or less accurate form, and then we just throw the thing up there, and really it's one of the most slapped together projects I've ever worked on, but it's like we're completely redoing everything we ever done every single week. So it's great, yeah. Though. It's a lot of fun.
Should we talk about what happened last week for our sixth anniversary?
Do we
want to?
Every year we do a drinking show, and it is...
It's on our anniversary usually for the podcast.
It usually is. This year I put it up yesterday as I was coming to Convergence because it took me that long to edit. We have, if anybody's worked on podcasts and tried to use Skype, it can cut out at any single moment. So I was splicing together three people who are doing separate audio. One of my favorite things about this is we are all recording on our home computers, which is great because it gives you much better audio quality and you're not recording, like it sounds like it's coming through a telephone. But it'll be... We'll be listening and we'll be talking to each other. It'll be a great conversation. And then two people will keep talking and then it'll just, all of a sudden, someone will just be going, hello? Hello? Can you guys hear me? Ah, crap. Ah, and it just...
That's what happened last time.
Cut. So,
That's why it took, an hour to record?
Yeah, it was a good hour to do that. But those are some of the most fun shows. If you ever try to drink along with them, you will die.
Yes, you will.
Don't do it. How did you come up with the... Because there is a drinking game. How did you come up with the drinking game for that?
The drinking game was actually started by Mark and Kristen for the 100th episode, and they just started making up rules throughout the entire show because that was a two-hour show. And I just went back one day and listened to it, and I'm like, okay, so Mark mentions a drinking game. We got a drinking show coming up. Let's just take those rules and expand on them a little.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mark comes up with the idea of recording a song called Beer, Beer, Beer.
And one of the
cues is anytime anybody says beer, you take a drink. So there's probably about 40, 50 beers in that song alone.
I think, I don't know a lot of drinking games, but I think ours is potentially the most irresponsible of them all.
Yes, it is. It fits perfectly, though, in Fest.
It does.
The other thing is the cover art. I don't know if you've guys seen the cover art. We have somebody who now does all of the artwork, and particularly that cover art is very unique for all of us because all of our hands and mugs are on that cover art. And I talk about it on the Facebook page, and it took about 3 months to put together.
She's quite
graphic designer. And I think we'll even surprise you next year. We got something bigger in plan.
Can we give hints?
You already know what it is. It was the
really?
First.
Really?
It was the first pitch that I did for that cover art. Right.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
All right.
That's all we'll say. That's your teaser.
Does that mean you get to listen for a whole another year? That's awesome.
Yes.
All right, so instead of us just babbling about ourselves for this, I was thinking... Hey, Tim.
What?
Do you remember that thing I was talking to you about earlier? Okay, good. would you be up for telling one of your famous stories from being at the Renaissance Festival?
I can tell you a story. It's short, but yeah.
Absolutely. Come on up and grab a mic.
Okay.
Gentlemen, Tim Wick.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story didn't actually happen at the Renaissance Festival, but I think it speaks to the level of anonymity one enjoys out at the festival at times. It was about probably about 10 years ago now, we took our cat to the vet to get a checkup, and we were waiting in the waiting room for the cat's turn, and there was this couple sitting there, and we were actually kind of stressed because the cat was sick, and we were trying to get some medicine for the cat. And it was a Friday afternoon, so we were getting ready to head out to the Renaissance Festival to camp and everything like that. So we struck up a conversation with the other couple in the waiting room, and we talked about the fact that, you know, we were hoping to get through here quick because we got plans. And, well, what do you do? And we're like, oh, well, we work out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And they're like, oh, my God, we love the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. And we said, great, that's really good. What do you do out there? We're actors. We're street performers. We do comedy on the street. They said, you know what my favorite thing about that entire show is? And I was like, what? What's your favorite thing? Vilification Tennis. Have you ever seen that show? For those of you listening that don't know, I actually run that show. And I'm in it every single day. So they said, have you ever seen that show? And I said, I've seen it a couple of times. And they're like, that show is awesome. But you know what the best one is? The best is the last day of the season, because they go all out. Have you ever seen the last show of the season? Yeah. Yeah. I've seen it a few times. And finally, my wife, she just couldn't take it anymore. And she's just like, okay, do you know who he is? And they're like, well, who? Who? And they're like, he's the guy that stands on the bench and scores points. And they sort of squinted and went, you're totally that guy. And that just goes to show you that as soon as you put on a funny hat, nobody knows who you are.
Duly noted.
Yeah, that's the best story I have. Awesome. Oh, I have another. Oh, I have another. This is 2 years ago, performing with the Dregs. We perform a song called Virgin Sturgeon, which I learned. Yeah, you know where this is going. Yeah, I can see. I learned from a man named Donald McKeon. Well, actually, his act name was Donald McKeon, Steve Schoenbaum. He used to perform it. And Virgin Sturgeon is a rather racy song. And I as we sing the song, I go through and say, all right, this next verse is kind of rated PG-13, and this next verse is rated sort of R, and the next verse is NC-17. And 2 years ago, the last day of the Renaissance Festival, I got a request from an audience member when we got done with the song. The guy's like, what about the rated X verse? And I said, I'm sorry, there is not a rated X verse. We only go up to NC-17. That's as far as the song goes. And the guy's like, well, you need a rated X verse. And the audience is like, rated X verse. And I think if there's one thing that is true about the Dregs, it is that we are exceptionally greedy. So I said, okay. I said, here's what we'll do. Since you all want a rated X verse so bad, here's what we'll do. You give us however much money you want, and we will accept money until our penultimate show of the season. And however much money we make is how dirty the verse I'm going to write will be. So at the end of the day, I collected $53. And I performed a rated X verse that was worth $53. And I made it very clear before I performed the verse. I said, there are two rules to this verse, because it's really, really, really offensive. And that's coming from me, that's something. And I said, there are two rules. Rule number one, I will never perform this song when there is a child watching our show. Period. End of story. And rule number two, I will never perform this verse unless I get $25. So the first time is gratis, and after that, if you want the rated X verse, the only way you can get it is if you give us $25. So I sang the song, and I sang the rated X verse, and the audience went nuts. They were like, yeah, sing it again! And I said, not unless you give me $25. And they did. At least 7 or 8 times since then, we've been paid to sing that verse. Yeah, yeah. It's the first and last time I'll ever write a snowballing joke. So look it up. You're already on the internet. You're listening to a podcast. Not you people, but now, if you want the funny sort of coda to that, the evening prior evening prior to my writing of that verse, the Dregs had been awarded the Best Musical Act at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival Award. Which is really, really cool. And one thing that they gave us was a journal, a really nice leather-bound journal. And the first thing that I wrote in that journal was that verse. And this is absolutely true. Carr Hagerman, the artistic director of the Renaissance Festival, when they determined that what they were going to give us as an award was this leather-bound journal, said, "Oh my God, I don't know what they're going to write in this." So, also the other thing is, even though I collected money all day, I wrote the entire verse after that first show in the privy. So.
Well, that gave us a little too much insight into your creative
Indeed it did. Darn you for asking. All right, now I'm done. Okay.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Tim.
And that was a one-time-only segment called Story Time with Uncle Tim.
Thanks again to Tim Wick for those awesome stories. After that, the Dregs took the stage, and this is their song, Whiskey in the Jar.
I met with Captain Farrell and here's the money he was counting. Well, I first produced my pistol, then I drew forth me rapiously and sand and deliver for a him you'll go deceive. However, rich ring of rye, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, he counted out his money and he made a pretty penny. Well, I put it in my pocket and I took it home to my Jenny. Well, she died and she swore that she never would see me. But the devil take that woman, for she always lies so easy. With a rich ring of rye, hey, there's whiskey in the jar. Now I went into my chamber, a boy to take me slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and don't you know it was no wonder that Jenny took my pistols and she filled them all with water. Then she sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. With a rich ring of rye, hey, there's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning before I rose to travel. The guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. Well, I first produced my pistol, for she stolen away me rapier, but I couldn't shoot that water. So a prisoner I was taken with a rich ring of rye. There's whiskey in the jar. Now they took me to a jailhouse without a judge, no writing, for robbing Captain Farrell up on Kilgarry Mountain. But they couldn't take my fist, so I knocked that jailer down and I bid a fond farewell to this carpentry town. With a rich ring of rye, there's whiskey in the jar. Now if anyone can aid me, it's my brother in the army. Oh, I know that he is stationed, he's in Corbury in July. And if he comes to see me, we'll go roaming in Kilkenny. I know I'll treat me better than my lion did Jenny. With a rich ring of rye, hey, there's whiskey in the jar.
When you can't run, you walk. When you can't walk, you crawl. When you find someone to carry you, then rise up and stand tall. One raindrop might be nothing, but no one can stop a wave. Something smart, my friend, let's at least do something. Madness, but love is what we found. Love's what keeps us in the air when we ought to run aground. Love will keep us sailing when it seems like we are through. Well, we might be banged up plenty, but with love we will fly through. Freedom calls.
And that was Freedom Costs by the Bedlam Bards and Mark Gunn from their new Firefly Drinking Songs CD. Before that, Bonnie Portmore by Diane Lynn from A Rogue by Any Other Name.
Well, introducing the Lord and Lady of the Minions.
Yes, it worked. Shannon's knocked out. Good job, everyone.
Oh, everyone, quiet, quiet. Tony's not around.
Here we go, Renaissance Festival news. We should read this. That will really piss him off.
Well, is this thing on?
Looks like.
Well, let's do it then.
Celebration days for July.
July the 1st, International Chicken Wing Day.
July 2nd, International Cherry Pit Spitting Day.
July the 5th, Bikini Day.
July 7th, Chocolate Day.
July 10th, Peony with a Pixie Day.
July 13th, Finding Day.
July 14th, National Nude Day, my favorite.
July 16th, Hot Dog Night.
July 17th, National Ice Cream Day.
July 23rd, Rat Catchers Day.
July 25th, Thread the Needle Day.
July 27th, Shannon's birthday. You should also know she's cruel.
That's why we tie her up. July 28th, National Milk Chocolate Day / National Chili Dog Day. Sounds delicious.
A hell? Why is Sharon fat? No.
July 29th, Lasagna Day.
You minions are gonna pay for this. The rack for all of you.
Right, July 30th, Hiding Day / Cheesecake Day.
Put the mic down right now.
If you have news, post it on Facebook or email it to Tony at RenaissanceFestivalMusic.com. On second thought, don't send him anything. He's a mean nobleman.
Right, and that's the news for this week, reminding you the tip of the week on surviving Renfest is love the minions.
And that brings us to the end of our live show. We want to thank Briar and the Dregs for their songs, and especially thanks to Tim Wick for helping to get us the space and for his impromptu storytelling. We want your comments and suggestions. Email us at music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. We want to thank everyone who listens to this podcast, tells their friends, and interacts with us on our various forums. A very special thanks to those who financially support the podcast by making donations or through your purchases of music through renaissancefestivalmusic.com. The last song of the day we're going to hear is Step It Out Mary by the Dregs. And they're going to close out our live recording from Convergence 2011. Please let us know if you like the live show, and we'll see if we can bring it back next year. So thanks, everybody, for coming. We're going to head out of here. My name's Matt. I'm signing off.
I'm Tony Artem.
And take care, everybody. Sláinte.
Of Kildoran, lived a mission young and fair. The eyes like sparkling diamonds long and a gold, and I was her hair. Well, a country man came riding unto her daddy's gate upon a milk white stallion. Don't you know he's at the hour of eight?
Stepping out of Mary, my fine daughter. Stepping out of Mary, if you can. Stepping out of Mary, my fine daughter. Country man,
I have come to court your daughter Mary of the curly hair. I have gold and I have silver, I have a lamp beyond compare. I will build for her mansion, clap servant to command. I will build for her a mansion,
she'll have a gold ring on her head. Hey, stepping out Mary, my fine daughter. Stepping out Mary, if you can. Stepping out Mary,
sharply, you will do as you are told. You will marry him on Sunday. You will wear the ring of gold.
Hey, step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Step it out, Mary, if you can. Step it out, Mary, my fine daughter. Show your legs to country man.
In the village of Kildoran, a big deep stream running by. Mary there at midnight, don't you know it's drowned with a soldier boy. In the village there is music, can hear her dancing.
Stepping out Mary, my fine daughter, Sunday is your wedding day.
Stepping out Mary, my fine daughter, stepping out Mary if you can. Stepping out Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs to the country man.
Hey, stepping out Mary, my fine daughter, stepping out Mary if you can. Stepping out Mary, my fine daughter, show your legs
to the country man.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Mark Gunn and Matt Letter. If you like what you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support by telling your friends about the great music you found. We'll see you at the fair. Sláinte.